Well, we've been here since 1970, and our son went through school here from first grade straight through. So we have a lot of memories connected with the school, and he was a member of the marching band, and I was just thinking about the thing they used to, I don't know if they still do it or not, but they used to do a thing the last home game with the gloves. It was a hand thing, and they would turn the lights off, and it was just like hand jive sort of thing, and I remember that. I remember the first folk life festival when that started, when Becky Burns started that.
When was that?
I don't know how long ago that was. I don't know when the first one was, but I do remember it. And they had horses over on the other side of the green. There were more folk things, I think, at those first couple. It's kind of evolved more. There's more art now than there was then. And there were more demonstrations at that point. Another thing I remember was the down on the flats, and I think the Arts Council sponsored this, on the day that our zip code 43085, they had this thing down on for the kids. I think they flew kites and did things like that in honor of the zip code day. And that was kind of fun and interesting. And it's been a very pleasant place to live. We've enjoyed it. We stay around. Our son is gone, but we stay here, and I think we'll probably continue to stay here. And I can't really, nothing else really pops out. We've gone to the Memorial Day parades. Of course, those have always been big. We used to live in Colonial Hills when we first moved here, and they would have the 4th of July celebration up at the park there, and that was nice. It was close, someplace that the kids could go by themselves if they wanted to. And, that's really about all I can remember as far as, you know, we've always done these sorts of things, the arts things, and just enjoy living here.